Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Scarlett Johansson responds to the backlash over playing a transgender man, and did The Rock dominate the box office? Coming up in the juice, how much Cardi B's getting offered for pictures of her baby, T.I. still looking for forgiveness, and is Snoop Dogg being put on blast? Also, Wiggy has your sports.
Can the Sox keep up this pace?
But first, Weymouth police officer Michael Chesna and a bystander died yesterday from gunshot wounds. Chesna was shot multiple times by his own firearm after 20-year-old Emmanuel Lopes, who was spotted allegedly vandalizing a home, hit Chesna in the head with a rock. When he fell, Lopes took the officer's gun and shot him. Lopes then fled and fired shots into a nearby home, killing a woman inside. Lopes will be arraigned today, either at the hospital bedside or in court. Chesna leaves behind a wife and two young children. Scarlett Johansson has withdrawn from playing a transgender man in the movie Rub and Tug. She says that after all the backlash, she's learned a lot from the community and understands why the role should be played by a transgender person. No word on the status of the movie. Well, The Rock's star power wasn't enough for his movie Skyscraper to take the number one spot at the box office. That would go to Hotel Transylvania 3 with $44.1 million. Skyscraper actually came in third place with $25.5 million behind Ant-Man and the Wasp. In the juice, looks like we won't be seeing Cardi B's baby girl anytime soon. She's been getting lots of offers from magazines and websites and photo agencies that all want to take the first photo shoot, but Cardi says she's not even considering it until Culture, with a K, is at least 5 or 6 months old. She's reportedly getting offers around $100,000. Well, after all the cheating rumors we've been hearing about T.I., looks like he's trying to make it up to Tiny. He went all out on her birthday this year and gave her a $200,000 Mercedes convertible. He did post some video giving it to her, and she thanked him by saying that she really, really loves the car and the other gifts. And she also said, regardless of whatever, we know what that whatever is, he's done more for her and showed her more love than most will ever have a man do or give in a lifetime. And a woman who's known to pull stunts on celebrities may have her next victim in Snoop Dogg. Selena Powell, who accused Offset of fathering her child, then was exposed for having fake paternity results. Well, she's now saying that she's secretly seeing Snoop and posted some videos and text messages as proof. And a lot of people are saying, look, it's just a big publicity stunt for Snoop's new show, because his only response was, be on the lookout for my new TV show. This one is called Clout Chasers. All right, here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, World Cup action. France wins the World Cup 4-2 over Croatia, and the Red Sox, they roll into the All-Star break. Their record is 68-30. It's tremendous right now. 4.5 game lead over the Yankees. They beat the Blue Jays 5-2 yesterday, so they will continue action in a couple days here if they get a little bit of time off. And that is your sports.
Cloudy start today. Some sun by afternoon, 80 for your high. Partly cloudy tonight with a stray shower or a thunderstorm, 73 for your low. And partly cloudy with thunderstorms tomorrow, 87 for your high. 68 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire. Online at SullivanTire.com.